Yes, on 95.7, the game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's introduce Steve Weisch, NFL Network's chief national reporter. Steve, how you doing? I understand you're in Kansas City. Is that correct?
I am getting ready to head over to Arrowhead shortly to beat all the crazy fans trying to get into the stadium.
Let's go! When I was looking at some preseason stuff and some predictions, and it feels like the 49ers in the NFC are overwhelming favorites as the best team. Where is Kansas City, though, in the AFC when you look at some of the other top teams? Are they a clear notch above those other teams, or are they gettable?
They're gettable. They're not a clear notch. When you look at some of the other rosters, you look at like the Texans and the Ravens roster, and they're probably deeper. But I mean, the Chiefs have the best player in the NFL. I mean, Patrick Mahomes. Wow. And that's always the swing vote at that position, right? So that and the fact that their defense is so good and so young, we don't talk enough about their defense, is why I still think they're the favorite because of Mahomes in that defense. But the AFC is just so loaded. And then the whole history of just getting back to the Super Bowl and winning it three times is probably playing into some of those projections as to them being gettable.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I feel the same way about Mahomes. I label him Steph Curry at the quarterback position. I'd like to get your thoughts on the Niners offseason. And was there any part of you at any time that thought, you know what, Brandon Ayuk will actually not be in a Niner uniform?
There were points, I think, where I probably thought that when you heard a lot of the trade conjecture, because you didn't hear it about the other players, about the Kittles and the guys like that and the Boses or anything like that. And he seemed to be on board with being moved, at least to some degree, whether to create leverage or whatever. But, my whole feeling was, man, he just – the connection him and Brock Purdy have is, it doesn't get talked about enough how good they are together. And I think that played into him really not wanting to go. Plus, the Niners coming up with the money at the very end. But there were some points when it just didn't get done where I thought he could possibly be moved.
Steve Weisch joining us on 95.7 The Game. He comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. What about the idea of a Super Bowl hangover for the Niners? Very few teams go to a Super Bowl and lose and then come back and get to the Super Bowl again. Is that a real thing? And are the 49ers prepared to deal with it if it is?
Well, I mean, it's a real thing just because when you talk to teams that go through it, when you play deep into the offseason year after year, I mean, it wears you. And then there's always, the coaching departures, that wear a team down. We saw that happen to the Rams with all the coaches they've lost. San Francisco's been able to kind of avoid that because, you've seen all the coordinators and coaches they've lost. And part of it's because of just from the top, the leadership, and then, of course, Kyle and everything they've got going on there. And they've got the best players at their positions, so many positions in the league. So I think it's real. Again, I think there's some of the mental fatigue of having to play at a high level and taking everybody's best shot. But I think there's also probably a heightened urgency this year with the Niners knowing that this unit could come unglued next year when Brock Purdy has to be paid, with so many guys being paid at the top of the market at their positions.
Wow. Steve, we had a summit at Fremont Bank yesterday, a Niners summit, and a lot of fans, were calling for Nick Bosa to have a big year after not a down year, but he held out and he admitted he tired at the end. And I'm curious from your perspective, is he a product of what's on the line, him and Hargrave, or when you get a contract like Bosa, there are no excuses of what you don't have next to you. You got to go out and get the quarterback.
He's a great player. He's not a product of scheme or he's a great player. He's got to go out and play. I mean, he's admitted that arriving to the team late impacted him. Well, he's been there all season long, and I expect him to have a great season again. I mean, team scheme against him and this and that, but he is the type of guy, even if he's not registering 15, 16 sacks, who is absolutely disruptive to offenses. And I have no doubt he'll get back to that type of form.
Steve, obviously Christian McCaffrey had a great year last year, and he was used an awful lot. I'm looking at his age. He's 28. is this about the time in a running back's career where the team's got to more closely monitor maybe his touches or his workload?
Yes. I mean, especially for him. And you saw how he didn't get overloaded in training camp. Yeah, I know he had the calf. But, you know, you don't want to necessarily bury him. They relied on him so much last season, you know, when Debo got hurt, you know, and guys like that. You know, they probably, to some degree, will lighten the load a little bit, not a ton. If Kyle follows in the footsteps of his father, they're going to get the most out of running back year after year. But, I mean, Christian McCaffrey is such a special weapon in so many different ways. They'll probably, you know, again, they'll measure exactly how he's feeling physically, but I wouldn't assume that they're going to necessarily try to get him, you know, 400 touches or something crazy like that this season.
Steve, let me run this by you. Do you think the Niners are the best team in the NFC? And who do you think their biggest threat is?
I do think they're the best team in the NFC, and the biggest threat is Detroit.
Wow.
Just because Detroit has an incredibly talented and deep roster, and they're one of the few teams we've seen to really build year after year, like you see in the NBA, right, where teams get better and better and better and then finally get over the hump. Detroit's done that. Usually you see more, you know, ebbs and flows with the teams as they're kind of, okay, this team's really good this year. Okay, they're going to take a step back. Detroit hasn't done that. And Detroit should have been in the Super Bowl last year. I mean, they should have beaten the Niners if not for that, you know, collapse. You saw where they had the Niners. I mean, just a couple decisions that led to some mistakes in the second half of that game. The Niners get in. I mean, the Packers had the Niners as well the week before. So I think Detroit is probably their biggest threat, even though in the NFC West, I mean, the Seahawks and the Rams are going to be right there giving them hell, but we tend to say that every year too.
Steve, let me throw this one at you. If I asked you, what's your most intriguing team in the NFL this year, what team would you say and why?
Wow. I mean, I could take that in a lot of different directions, but I'm probably going to say the Houston Texans. Mm. And I say that because you look up and down, and they may have the most talented roster in the NFL. I mean, they are loaded, and they are too deep at nearly every spot. So was last year what we saw out of them kind of the ascent that like we saw the Lions that I was just talking about, where they can keep building on it year after year? Or was it, you know, hey, this flash spike where they caught teams off guard and now they have to learn how to play with expectations and a team that's had some success? I think they're going to be really good because they're quarterback. I mean, CJ Stroud's pretty special. They've got some great coaches down there. Like I said, they've got talent. But intrigue-wise, they are at the top of my list.
Do you think the off-season distraction, Steve, from what the Niners have experienced will impact them at all this season?
No. No. I mean, this team is rock solid. Even if they get off to a slow start, they're just too veteran of a group. They're too well-led in so many areas of the franchise. I mean, from coaching to player development to things like that. I don't think this is going to be an issue whatsoever.
Steve, thank you so much. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll be watching, man.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir. That's Steve Wyche, NFL Network, and he came courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.